Message number 316. Good news, God my eternal Father has sanctioned the salvation of much of mankind. Tuesday, January 24, 2012 at 04:55 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is I, your Jesus, who comes to you today to give you the good news for the world. Much prayer and suffering offered up by my many chosen souls on earth has meant that many more of God's children can now be saved. If you understood the power of sacrifice and prayer, children, you would never stop praying. God my eternal Father has sanctioned the salvation of much of mankind. This means that many will convert during the warning, and those who don't may be saved because of the power of prayer. It does not mean that all will be saved, because sadly they won't. Those hardened people whose first allegiance is to Satan and the evil sects he controls in the world will not want to be saved. Instead, they will choose a different paradise. A paradise they are led to believe exists outside of the one promised to mankind by my Father. This false paradise, which satanic followers of the beast believe in, does not exist. It has been created by Satan in the minds of his disciples and is simply an illusion. So much is promised. Dark souls believe in a different universe, a different entity where God does not exist. They believe in other life forms, other creatures, and a peaceful regime, all of which is based on a lie. None of this is real, children. It does not nor cannot exist, because it was not created by my Father. God the Almighty Father created the entire universe, the stars, the planets, and the earth, as well as all the spaces in between. Pray for those who follow such cults. Pray that more of my children who, because they are in pain, seek out these spiritual outlets which are not from God. Pray now in thanksgiving for this special gift which is now being offered to mankind by my Father in this, the crusade prayer number 21. We praise you and thank you. O holy God, the almighty creator of mankind, for the love and compassion you have for humanity, we thank you for the gift of salvation you bestow on your poor children. We beg you, O Lord, to save those who follow the evil one, and that their hearts will be open to the truth of their eternal life. Amen. Rejoice, children, for this great gift. But you have still much work to do to help souls, as many of your brothers and sisters will remain stubbornly opposed to the truth of my holy word. Your beloved Jesus, Savior of all mankind.